Patriot Correspondents number one.
Hey Ben, has the United States of America always been a tax base for the Masonic Global Order?
Tough question. Very deep, lots of things to say to it on that, to be honest. I'd first just go back to the monarchy in England. Look at that. It's the progenitor of America, as well as the monarchies of France, the Dutch royalty, and other countries. Obviously, Spain, more in the south, you know, Mexico, South America, etc., Portugal. But yeah, all of the New World was to be a tax farm, to be exploited for resources. So yes, in that regard, the U.S. always was. Now, in terms of the Founding Fathers and 1776 Revolution, from what I've read and what I understand, obviously they were Masonic. But does that mean they were New World Order, you know, the original founders of the New World Order? Of course not. What is the New World Order? That's a whole different, you know, thing to go down, I suppose. But what I'm trying to get at here is they were not perfect. Of course they owned slaves. Of course they were elite in of themselves, landowners. But they were trying to buck the monarchy as best as possible and at least be kings of their own land. Okay, at least, you know, you gotta at least give them that. Now, I think they had a much more noble cause and were better than that, the Founding Fathers in particular. But definitely, I'm not trying to idolize them in such a way that they were perfect. Now, were they trying to get away from this Masonic tax farm? Well, I think the whole Masonic thing is kind of, I don't know. I'm not an expert on it. I've done my research. It is real. But I like to look more at the fact that, hey, they were trying to at least allow landowners to have control over their own land. Sure, not every single person was going to be equal. And it's not a perfect utopia that they were trying to espouse and bring about. But it was so much better than the feudalism and the monarchy and totalitarianism of Europe and pretty much the rest of the world. Remember, this is the great experiment, was America. Had a lot of the same tendencies, especially later on, manifested themselves, especially when the central banksters got back into power and really bent the will of America back towards the money masters in Europe. But, you know, roundabout, America has been used as the military force of the globalists, and that's very unfortunate. A lot of Founding Fathers, not all of them, but a lot of them did want us to avoid foreign entanglements and alliances and getting in this garbage. And so if it was all a ruse, if the whole revolution, American Revolution, was a total ruse, and we always have been, always will be part of this Masonic tax farm, then I do take issue with that. Because America is special and has the reason we are so wealthy. Yeah, we got some advantages, and especially after World War II, all of our competitors were bombed into the dirt. So we had a little bit of an advantage there. But just that little bit of freedom as compared to the totalitarianism of the rest of the world throughout all of history, just changing that a little bit. Even if it's only for the landowners, that had the effect of revolutionizing the world, literally. So, hey, are we still a Masonic tax farm? Hell yeah, we're worse than ever before with global taxes, federal, state, local, property. Every type of tax out there has grown in number and in magnitude. So more taxes than ever before, and each of those taxes is more than ever before. Someone making $80,000 a year is paying 50%+ in taxes after it's all said and done. Never saw that back in the 1700s. So if you're talking about a Masonic tax farm, maybe we don't need to go look back then. We need to look at right now and see what's going on. So great question. Really happy to start off the brand new little bit we got here on Patriot Broadcasting Network. Patriot Correspondence number one is in the books. Be sure to check out our live show, Patriot Power Hour, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. If you can't listen live 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, check out the archive. I'm telling you, it's best live. We have live callers, guests, a giveaway here and there. You can also find us on iTunes, anywhere you find podcasts. Just search Patriot Broadcasting Network. You'll find future Patriot correspondents, as well as Patriot Power Hour and other shows we're going to be bringing on in 2019 and beyond. All right, this has been the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, signing off. We'll see you just in a couple days on the next episode of Patriot Power Hour.